from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, following a very long dry spell, New Jersey has seen a good amount of rain over the past couple of weeks, but state climatologist Dr. Dave Robinson says drought concerns remain. The state is running on a major rainfall deficit that dates back to early summer.
We can continue to slowly chip away and hopefully by spring, have our aquifers, our groundwater, our streams flowing, our reservoirs filling quite amply.
All of New Jersey has been under the severe or extreme drought designation for weeks now, with Thursday's update. A portion of North Jersey is considered to be in better shape, now considered the moderate drought category. On News 12's last Ask the Governor Murphy of the year on Thursday, a lot of the focus was on these drone sightings that have led to confusion and concern among New Jerseyans. Governor Murphy pointed out that other states went through similar moments of panic over objects in the sky.
And you've seen other states have this phenomenon in the past. One state in particular, a year ago and 2 years ago, each had some suspicious, unexplained drone activity. It came and went.
Murphy didn't disclose the states in question, citing that the information was classified, but he did double down his assertion from earlier in the week that the drones above New Jersey are non-threatening. And Netflix is adding another live sports event. The streaming giant has won exclusive U.S. rights to air the 2027 FIFA Women's World Cup from Brazil, as well as the 2031 Cup, whose location is to be decided. Netflix has started to get into live sports more, like the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight last month. It will also be home to WWE's Raw on Mondays nights starting January 6th. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Any snow for Saturday? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A complicated pair of storm systems will produce light rain and snow today, flipping to all snow tonight. In terms of total accumulation potential, 1 to 3 inches for much of North Jersey, about an inch for inland central and south Jersey, and a healthy coating is possible along the coast by morning tomorrow. So any raindrops that are falling will change to all snow between sunset and midnight tonight. Dropping temperatures will fall to around 30. There could be some heavier snow bands through tomorrow, and then snow showers wrap up by mid-morning. We'll see partial sunshine tomorrow. It'll be windy and cold. Temperatures drop into the 20s by the afternoon. Very cold on Sunday. Mostly sunny. Morning lows in the teens. Afternoon highs only mid-20s. Bundle up. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange 32, Hillsborough 33, Toms River 42. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm? Do you have a leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Then call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77. You'll stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.